there. Today's adventurous story takes place on an island. Where do you think the island is? The story starts out with Tim going to his grandpa to ask a question.
Grandpa, what is a sorcerer? Are they good or bad?
Well, a sorcerer is a person who gains his power from evil spirits. God warns us not to have anything to do with them. There's an exciting story in the book of Acts about a sorcerer on the island of Cyprus. His name was Bar-Jesus. Would you like to hear it?
I sure would.
Well, Paul and Barnabas had been sent out as missionaries. The first place they went was to the island of Cyprus. There they met a man named Sergius Paulus, who was a ruler in the city of Paphos. Paulus got a lot of his advice from a sorcerer named Bar-Jesus. Listen, the Apostle Paul is talking to Paulus, the ruler.
Honorable Paulus, I am glad you inquired about having eternal life. We have been sent to tell the good news that Jesus died for the sins of all mankind. On the third day he rose from the grave and taught his followers more of the scriptures. Everyone who believes in Jesus and receives him into his heart will have eternal life.
I have never heard of Jesus. Who is he?
Don't listen to this man, Paulus. He's from another country and will bring you no good.
Bar-Jesus, you wicked deceiver, you son of the devil, you enemy of everything that is good, have you the nerve to interfere while I tell this man how to save his soul from hell? Now, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will become blind. You will not even be able to see the sun for a time.
I can't see. I can't see! Somebody take my hand and lead me!
Surely you do teach us of the Son of God. And I do believe.
Oh, Father in heaven, I pray that those who hear this story will be able to see and understand that Jesus came to this earth to die and take the punishment for our sins. Jesus loves you where you are. He wants you to believe on him and take him into your heart as your Savior so you can go to heaven someday. Close your eyes and pray after me. Dear Lord, I thank you for dying for me on the cross. Forgive me and make me clean and new. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Thank you for saving me and giving me your gift of everlasting life.